Audrey and Jill were college students. The summer before their junior year, the girls had decided to rent a cottage together on a secluded island. A number of their friends from college were doing the same. They found an adorable little cottage nestled in a wooden area. Each cottage had a sign over the door. Their sign read, Comfort Cottage. They got themselves waitress jobs at a local inn and spent the rest of their time partying and relaxing on the beach. Audrey's motive for escape was not as simple as Jill's. Audrey and her boyfriend AJ had decided to call it quits. Audrey did everything she could to rid her mind of AJ, but it was hopeless. She was still in love. Apparently, AJ felt the same way. He called Audrey and asked her if he could come onto the island for the weekend. He had gone home for the summer, but would fly into the city if she would come meet him and escort him back to the island. Audrey agreed. As Audrey was packing, Jill returned to the house with a dreadful sunburn. Audrey yelled in shock as she saw Jill's red, blistered body walking painfully up the wooden stairs of the cottage. She rushed to help Jill lie in the bed. Jill seemed relieved just to be off her feet. As Audrey applied the ointment over Jill's burnt body, she told her about her phone call from AJ. Audrey was hesitant to leave Jill in such a state, but Jill insisted she would be fine. She was simply going to go to sleep. Audrey reluctantly left, assuring Jill she would be back first thing in the morning to check on her. Audrey got in her car and drove off down the dirt road. The ferry was about 3 miles from their cottage, and she was already running late to catch the last one. Halfway to the ferry, Audrey realized she had left her asthma medicine back at the house. She thought for a moment, then decided she must go back for it. She drove as quickly as she could through the dense fog on those rocky cliff roads. When she got to the house, all the lights were turned off. Not wanting to disturb Jill, she quietly tiptoed into the house, leaving the lights off. She made her way to the bathroom and grabbed her inhaler and medicine. As she was leaving the house, she stopped. She sensed something. She reached over to turn on the light, but could not find the chain to pull. A small thud sounded as she knocked over a book from a table. Cursing to herself in whispers, she then paused for a moment and listened. Nothing. Deciding all was well and not wanting to wake up Jill, she quietly hurried out the door. Audrey and AJ had an incredible night together and decided they had been foolish to break up. The next morning, Audrey insisted they catch the 6 a.m. ferry so they could get back to check on Jill. Audrey was worried about Jill's sunburn. She bought a bag full of ointments, a couple of fashion magazines, Jill's favorite junk food, and headed back to the cottage. As they got out of the car, Audrey noticed something strange. The Comfort Cottage sign had fallen off the door and was lying face down at the foot of the stairs. Audrey quickly walked up the stairs toward the door. AJ flipped over the sign. There were bloody handprints all over it. AJ examined it, not knowing what it was. Then realizing, he yelled to Audrey, who had already entered the house. A blaring screech sounded from the house. AJ ran up the stairs and threw open the screen door. He rushed through the house to the bedroom to find Jill's slain, bloody body strewn across the bed. Her sunburned arms were tied to the bedpost. AJ frantically yelled for Audrey. He ran into the bedroom to where Audrey was slumped over the sink she had just thrown up in. On the bathroom mirror, written in blood, were the words, "Just be glad you didn't turn on the light."